Now, the only problem with this one is that I almost didn't plan, I didn't want to tell this one because it tends to make me cry. And I wasn't sure I wanted to do that. As I got older, it seems like I seemed to cry more than I did when I was younger. I cry at commercials, I cry at songs in the car, you know, I cry at memories. I used to be able to hold it. Now I don't do as well. But when I was thinking about tonight, I thought, even if it makes me cry, I think that it's important to tell the story. So forgive me if I sob. I'll try to do the best I can so that I can get on to the next story after this. But the leash, the story about the leash brings me back to the South End again and brings me back to my big brother, Charlie. Now, most of the people here know how much I adored him. I have a zillion stories about him. I have a zillion stories about my cat. And this one is about Charlie, my big brother. When we were little, we had a cat named Choo Choo. My mother never really got dogs, but one year my brother pestered. I wasn't there when he did the pestering, but all I know is that we ended up with a puppy, which was very, very unusual because it meant truly somebody had to take care of this puppy. And my mother was not going to do it. She'd put the dog to sleep first, you know. So it was serious to get a puppy. That meant somebody really meant it when they promised to take care of it. My brother was the one that promised he would take care of it, and he did. He got up, he fed the dog, he took the dog out for walks. I think the dog was probably around 6 months old when we got him. It wasn't like a little teeny weeny 3-month-old puppy, but it was still small. I was probably 9. And then again, my brother was 11 years older than me. So I forget the exact age. All I know is that I was little. And I was never allowed to take the dog out for a walk. It was not something, it was my brother's job. He was supposed to do it. My father, once in a while, might take him, but I wasn't allowed to. It was like when my little brother was born, I was not allowed to change his diaper until I got to be big, whatever big was. But, you know, every little kid wants to change the diaper. I wanted to take the puppy out, too. And one day, my brother was off someplace, and the dog needed to go out, so my mother said, "Peggy, why don't you take out the dog?" "You mean take the puppy out into the street? I can really take him out?" She said, "Yes." I said, oh, this is so wonderful. So I get the leash, and I put it on his little red collar with the little hook that you push with your finger. Clicking down the stairs, the little dog's going down the stairs. I'm going out. I want you to know that the dog, for some reason, absolutely adored me. He loved my brother. He loved everybody. But he just thought I was wonderful. He'd come and jump into my bed at night and burrow under the covers. But he was always my brother's dog. My brother let him come in with me. But nevertheless, I realized and respected the fact that this dog was his. But I got to take the little squirt out. So naturally, what am I going to do? I'm going to take this dog and show him off to all my friends. I'm going to take him on the leash and show him off. We go back over to the projects. There's all the kids. Oh, and look at the puppy. And the puppy's, ooh, you know, the tail's wagging. He wets the ground. Oh, he's happy. He jumps up on everyone. Thrilled to see the puppy. So I'm bragging about how I can take him out anytime I want. Because now I'm big. I assumed that, because if I was able to do it once, I should be able to do it again. So, on the way home, it was getting dark, and I was walking home with Bernice. And I remembered that when my brother would take the dog into the projects, you know, the projects were sort of enclosed, so there was a big enough area that you could take him off the leash, and he couldn't go too far. So I hadn't tried that. So I tried it on the way home. To show off in front of Bernice. Watch this. I can make him sit. I can make him stay. I can do all these wonderful things. I reach down. I take the little leash off. The minute I did that, because he was tugging on me because he knew we were going home, he ran out into the street. And even though we're talking many years ago, there weren't many cars, but there was one that day. And it hit him. And it killed him. And I can remember the twitching body. Oh. And I picked him up and I put the leash back on. And then I brought him home. And I brought him into my brother. He was home by then. And I almost lied, but then I didn't. I told him the truth that I took him off the leash and he ran out into the street. And my brother never said a word. He just took the dog from me. And I had the leash over my arm. And he took the leash off the dog and he hung it on the S-hook in the pantry where it was always hung. You take the dog home, you put it on the S-hook. And he hung the leash there and then he went out and did whatever he did with the dog. And for the next 2 years, I saw that leash every day. And I knew that he was saying, "You killed my dog with that leash." He left it there so that I wouldn't forget that I killed his dog. And about 2 years later, we were moving. And my brother walked into the pantry and he took the leash off the hook and he just threw it in the trash. And we started taking all the things off the shelves and I stood there. I backed up and went, he just took it off. And that had been there part of my life every day, reminding me that I killed his dog. Sometimes I'd forget about it. Sometimes I wouldn't notice it. But most of the time I did. And I stood there and I took this big deep breath and I said, "You threw the leash in the trash." He said, "What leash? What leash?" I said, "The dog's leash that's been there." "Oh, the dog's leash." He said, "Oh, I forgot about that." I stood there and he looked at me and he saw the expression on my face. And I burst into tears and I said, "But you just threw it away after you've left it on that shelf all these years to remind me I killed the puppy." And he said, "What? To do what?" And then he saw the awful distress and he just reached over and grabbed me and held me and said, "I never put that leash there to remind you of anything." I said, "But you never said anything. You just put the leash there." He said, "I was as hurt as you were that the dog died. And you know we can't talk about it. We can't talk about those feelings." And then he pushed me away and looked into my tear-stained face and said, "I never, ever thought that you killed my puppy. I know that it was an accident, and I'm so sorry that you had to suffer like that for the past 2 years." Thank you. Mm-hmm.